Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello once again, friends. Welcome back to the Eric Zane Show podcast. Daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. From right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports. Online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Pick up a Yamaha golf cart there. And yes, they are giving away a Yamaha golf cart. Detroit Lions Yamaha golf cart. Autographed by David Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs, and Lomas Brown. Nice job. Hey, Dan. The Lions gonna have success. The Impact Power Sports is doing these Detroit Lions parties over at 131 Sports Bar in part of the Gun Lake Casino. That's Drew right there, closest to us in the golf cart that you can win. EZ has teamed up with WGRD to bring you the Detroit Lions watch parties, where you can win this cart that Drew from Impact Power Sports is giving away. The winner will be selected during halftime of the Super Bowl on February 8th. Last night, Jana from hosted the party. Next week is the bye week. Sunday, November 2nd, you can hang out with producer Steve. Lions and the Vikings, 1 p.m. The remote is from 1 to 3. I will post the full schedule. Like after that, you can hang out with Kelly and then Jana from is back. And then Maitland will be there hosting Charlie Kirk Hot Takes. Anyway, Lions won yesterday, by the way, 24-9. So that's good for them. But most importantly, what I want to get to is our boy Alan here. Yesterday at this time, he was talking about his beloved wife, Abby, giving birth. And the child, I never got this confirmed, but Alan said that the child was born at 12:48. Now, that would be Wisconsin time, correct? So that is the central time zone? Is that what I'm understanding? So if that's the case, I take it back. It wasn't 1:48. It was at okay, I've got several times circled. Was it 12:29? It was 12:29, which if that happened in Wisconsin, that would mean 1:29 Eastern time. That would make the closest with not going over be Bob at 1:48 p.m. But the child came quickly. And then Abby experienced some complications because the medical team there had to act very quickly because there was a hemorrhage. There was a hemorrhage incident that took place, and they had to spring into action to get that under control. But because of some obviously outstanding medical care and the pros that are at whatever medical hospital system that they're involved in, you know, that's quite a feeling. Oops. That's not fun. Oh, my God. That's the music they play during the Academy Awards when there's notable deaths. That's horrible timing. That's almost as bad as when I was talking about the trouble Jim had when he was born and hearing, I don't want to work. I just want to bang on the drum all day. Or Jim. When you're there in the delivery room and something that dangerous is occurring, you feel helpless. Bread Bull Brain Chris didn't know it, but he did steal my thunder here because I was just about to get into that song, Lightning Crashes. We were thinking the same thing. Now we can make this comment now because she is fine, but if you're in the hospital waiting room, or not the waiting room, the delivery room, and something terrible like a hemorrhage takes place, and in your head, you start to hear the song Lightning Crashes by Live, which is, you know, a real up-tempo, toe-tapping number about, a mother's death during childbirth. I'd like to be in the writing room for the song Lightning Crashes. Hey, what do you guys want to write about? I got a song about drugs. Oh, yeah? Well, I got a song about this hot chick that I banged. Oh, that's cool. How about you? A wife dying in childbirth. I got this great line. Her placenta falls to the floor. Not that long ago, I was up north, and there was this little hole-in-the-wall bar that I go to for the California Reuben that they have, and they have bike night. And there's all these bikers that are there in their gay costumes, and it's an outdoor setting. This is warmer. And there's a guy strumming acoustic guitar, and he's singing that song. And I'm like, God damn it. This song always haunts me. I open up the car door right as I hear, her placenta falls to the floor. The angel opens her eyes. A confusion rushes in before the doctor can even close the door. I'm like, ah, fuck off. The fucking song. So much dread. As I had begun my fatherly maternity leave, as Diana was getting ready to give birth, and that song came on the radio station I worked at while I was like, I don't know, building a mobile to put over the crib for Jim's birth. And I'm like, oh, this song's about complications in pregnancy. This is terrible. Shortly thereafter, we're at the hospital emergency C-section. All the while, I'm hearing, her placenta falls to the floor. Like, fuck you! Shit! Devastating. Yeah, if you're in a delivery room with your beloved wife, or if you're a mom giving birth and for whatever reason, the doc likes to play a few new tunes while he's doing his job and the song Lightning Crashes comes on, you break whatever is playing it. That's an order. I have a story related to this that is a perfect time to get to. Let me just say, though, that mom is okay, I'm guessing, Alan, because you're here. And can we get some statistics and vital information that everybody asks about when a child is born? So, like, if you run into somebody and they're like, hey, I need to know. And they what they want to know is if mom is okay and the baby is okay. Now, if you don't want to spend an hour talking to them, do not mention the problems that occurred. Just say, she's doing okay, because that's true. You're not lying to them. Oh, she's doing great. A little weird when we when the baby was born. You might want to allude to that, but just say, but they got it sorted out. Just to avoid, okay, it's all about time management here. The last thing you want to be doing is having a long, drawn-out conversation with fucking people, because your life just got a whole hell of a lot more busier with baby number three. Child number three, I should say. Mom and baby are great. They're heading home today. Outstanding. Can we get the weight and length of the baby? I bring that up because that's what people want to know. Well, how much did it weigh? And then you say, oh, I don't know, and you give a weight, and they're always like, oh, wow. Yeah. Oh my God. Now, the only time that interaction is worthy of anything is when the child comes out like 18 pounds. Henry Christopher Martinson was born yesterday at 12:29 Wisconsin time, 1:29 Eastern time, 7 pounds, 5 ounces, 20 1/2 inches long. Outstanding. Glad everybody is okay. One of the things I talked about yesterday when we were on pins and needles waiting for the birth of little fella. I already forgot his name. Henry Christopher. Was how much of a dick moron move it is to give birth at home. Why would you do that? Even the shittiest of hospitals has a state-of-the-art birthing room with the best of physicians in case things go south. Like it happened yesterday. Now, I'm guessing that if a child was born at home, there still would be plenty of things that the physician can do to correct probably any situation. I mean, it would make sense. Can you imagine if you said, hey, we're going to have the baby at home, and then the doc said, all right, I'll bring most of the stuff that I would use to ensure a healthy delivery, but there's very little chance that this will happen. And then that would be the time when you say, well, yeah, but what if it does? Well, then the baby's dead. Or the placenta will fall to the floor and your wife will die, like in that Lightning Crashes song. Well, why don't you bring all that stuff with you? And that's when the doctor should say, oh, I could, but you could also just come to the hospital. Yeah, but that's I'm one with nature. We're one with nature if we have it at home. It's really important that we have as little medical involvement as possible when something as crazy as a baby coming out of a small opening takes place. Nope. We're not going to bring any of the life-saving things that we utilize in case of this, that, and the other thing. So you can also just bring your wife with the baby to the hospital where, you know, we can utilize all of the state-of-the-art medical equipment to ensure that everything goes perfectly. Tyler says, quote, oh, good, you're going to have it at home. You have an oxygen tank there in case the child needs assistance with breathing? Oh, no. We Megan is here. She says, I had a weird giving birth dream last night. This show has to be why. Maureen says, were your feet all swollen again, Megan? That was an amazing photograph. I can share that with the crowd here now. When Megan had her most recent child. God, where did I put that picture? That would be a Bryson. Her feet were all swollen up. God, I don't have it in front of me now. I can get it, but it's going to take a second. By the way, apologies for the Patreon crowd. I went ahead and published yesterday's show, but didn't publish it. Stand by. What I mean by that is I had it all done and then forgot to hit publish. I did that this morning when I got a message that said, hey, asshole, where's the show? When our beloved Megan gave birth to Bryson, this is what her feet looked like. Something happened that made them break in half, apparently, because that's what it sure looks like. Wow. The crease there, that's like her ankle. So that is really bizarre. I mean, think about it. People talk about what happens to a lady's body when a child is born. And to think about if your extremities look that like that, imagine what it's doing to all the other systems and parts of a lady's body. I was sensitive in describing that, but what I'm trying to suggest is if the feet look like fuck, can you imagine how long it takes to make her maw look more like a normal vagina? My God. Yeah, your feet look like shit and your vagina looks like Howdy Doody's face. Good God. Chris says, Megan, send Eric an updated photo. No, don't do that. Don't do that. That's weird. Murder lover Linda says the broken ankle elbows there get me every time. By the way, she was standing up in that picture, and we don't know how. Anyway, I am going somewhere with this about the home birth. As Tyler adds, my wife had carpal tunnel syndrome post-pregnancy. And that's apparently a common thing. When you say carpal tunnel syndrome, you mean like the thing you get from typing too much at a desk? Is that what we're talking about? How? Or is it carpal tunnel syndrome of the vagina? So basically, Tyler is suggesting that hands grew out of his wife's vagina. Red Bull Brain Chris says that Megan's feet look like a cat's back feet with that extra backwards ankle in there. Megan adds, one of our friends here had no idea women often poo-poo when pushing out a baby until yesterday. Well, you know, I never really thought about it. It stands to reason, though. Some of you may not even be aware, if you just didn't know this, that sometimes when a mother is pushing, I'll see your poo-poo when the baby's coming out and one-up you. Sometimes the doc has to do a procedure I believe is called an episiotomy. That's where he will go ahead and You know how, like, when you put a hot dog in the microwave and it heats up a little too long and it kind of, like, splits like that? He's going to make mom's gooch look like that. You know, the taint? He's gonna go and hack it, and the taint and the vagina, the taint is gone now. It's hacked open, and the vagina is now one with the asshole. It's a merging of the two openings. So then the child actually comes out. It's no longer then known as a birth canal. It's known as a vajassel. And the child flies out of there. And then after that happens, you know, the mess is extreme. And then the doctor has to sew up Mrs. So-and-so. It's unbelievable. Can you imagine the first doc that ever did that? Like, the kid was huge, and he's like, there's no way. And then he just did that, and they're like, oh my God, what the fuck is wrong with you? He's like, trust me, it's going to work. And then it worked, and then, you know, from that point on, the word spread throughout the land. Pardon the pun on spread. Anyway, I am going somewhere with this, I swear to God, because a lot of this I keep coming back to having a child. If any of you are lucky to have a child, and for those of you that have chosen to remain childless, this is what you're missing out on. You're missing out on a vajassel. You're missing out on hemorrhaging, and you're missing out on the goodness of children. Okay. This influencer, who is all about hippie holistic shit, decided to have her child at home. This just happened. The story's just getting out now. But she decided to have her baby at home, and she's totally dead. I might have said her age wrong, if I did at all. She was just 30. She's out of Australia. And she founded a wellness brand called Natural Spoonfuls. That tracks that. The person who created Natural Spoonfuls and championed toxin-free living would then segue to, let's have the baby at home. Because if you're going to create Natural Spoonfuls and you're saying, all right, you can only make sure that you take extra precautions so that there are no toxins in your life, whatever that means. I mean, I don't have any. I mean, I know what that means, but I don't. She wanted to have, she said to her 80 billion social media followers, I am having my baby at home, and you should too, because a home birth is so much better, and your child will thrive. Now, dad, who is now single dad raising the child. This all happened, by the way, on the 29th of September, but the word story, it just started to be disseminated as of last night. That, I mean, seriously, if you're touting, have a baby at home, and you're telling everybody to live toxin-free and all that hippie shit, and I would say that that's very bad for your brand if you're, you know, dead because the hospital pregnancy or labor and birth resulted in your death. This story does not go on to say whether or not Stacy Hatfield would have survived if she was at a hospital, but I think it's important that whoever wrote the article and whoever is involved with this whole organization or the husband, this is the time for the husband, Nathan, to say, had she been at a hospital, she would have survived. And if she'd only not gone too far, we would be a happy family today. So no matter what hippie asshole is trying to sink their claws into you, never, ever, ever turn away medical care in favor of a DIY project at your home. I can't believe, since I started beating the world up about this yesterday, the story breaks shortly thereafter that this woman had the baby at home, and now everybody's sad. Husband says it was an unforeseen and extremely rare complication. Quote, she was transferred to the hospital. Of course she was, where the staff worked to save her, but she did not survive, said hubby in an Instagram post. It's with a heavy heart that I share the unexpected passing of my beautiful wife, soulmate, and best friend, said husband Nathan. Hospital staff were amazing, did the utmost to help, but ultimately nothing could be done despite their best efforts. I blame my wife for wanting to have the baby at home. He said most of those words. The wife held, this is terribly sad, the wife held the baby, nursed the baby, and then boom, the shit hit the fan. That's all that they're saying. My God. Hatfield founded Natural Spoonfuls in 2019, promoting whole foods and chemical-free products as part of what she called low-tox living. She began advocating for natural wellness after experiencing digestive issues, skin problems, and low energy. All right. Now, it doesn't, let's see. Yeah, it doesn't really go on to say that segue and she advocated for having a baby at home, but I think that logic, that leap in logic, can be made. Late wife is described as someone who was most at home in nature, surrounded by trees and sand at her feet, and had no interest in material possessions. Okay. All right, that sounds great, but the one material possession you want to have is top-notch medical care when it comes to giving birth. Now, in Australia, of all the births that happen every year, 0.7% are home births. That is amazingly, that totals, well, there's a lot of people that live there, 2,081 deliveries per year. My God. Rebecca says the only at-home DIY part of babies should be the creation of said baby. Well, not always. Doesn't have to be. The rest should probably have medical professionals on hand. Bread Bull Brain Chris says hippies and hillbillies have bathtub babies. Murder Lover Linda, she died doing what she loved, said no one. I think that if you're going to have a child at home, it should be with the type of family where your wife's already had several babies. Because then her maw is kind of...
Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the Ultra Premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. People say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Kind of like one of those balloons you get at the circus that's really long and you blow it up about 300 times. And then let the air out of it so that by the time you blow it up the 300th time, you barely have to put any air into it. And it just fills right up because it's all stretchy and loose. That's how when, like, you see a guy who's rushing to the hospital and next to him in the car is the wife and she's like, oh, I just had the baby. And she doesn't sound like she's in any distress at all because she's had so many babies. Her vagina is enormous. And the birth canal, it's like throwing a pickle down a hallway. And then it just, baby just comes out and the kid's like, hey, the head is not misshapen. It's absolutely pristine. The child has had no trauma whatsoever. And it's incredible. And the mom's like, oh, wow, the 11 babies we had before this one must have done something for this one. So the baby just flies out. So if you're going to do the at-home thing, my professional recommendation is only if you have a very flappy vagina and birth canal. Because if that thing has not experienced, you know, a few passes through of babies through that opening. I mean, because even at its biggest dilation, it's still not enough room. And it's got to get big, really, really big, like a wizard's sleeve. Okay. Then and only then, I think, is that it's really less of an issue getting a baby out. Then you don't even need to have a doctor there. It just, and you don't even notice it. The next thing you know, as you're nesting and, you know, clean, getting the baby's room ready, you turn around and there's a baby dragging out of you. You're like, oh, who put this here? Oh, my God, it's somebody's baby. I know that's not mine because I didn't feel anything. You know, like, well, wait a minute here. There's an umbilical cord, and it's got to be mine. All right. Well, anyway, that is terrible that that happened. Don't be like her. Ladies and gentlemen, last night, while trying to get to page 150 of Brent Week's The Way of Shadows for book club tonight at 6 p.m., there was a... I couldn't believe it. I could not believe what happened at about page... At page 130. I read it, and I went, huh? Wait a minute, that didn't just happen. And then I kept reading more, and I went, what? You did what? That just happened? I know that Black Belt Chris, pardon me, Black Belt Nick, knows what I'm talking about with this part. It was a jaw dropper. So if you are reading, that's a big one. That's if you have not yet hit page 130. We're going to review today, and I'm curious at the turnout. Now, when you if you're on Patreon, you can watch the show live. You don't have to have read the book. Okay, you can just be part of it if you want. It doesn't matter. It's just another show that we do called the Big Fraud Book Club. But if you want in on Book Club, all you need to do is get The Way of Shadows by Brent Weeks and watch it. This is reminds me of like Game of Thrones, but not so fucked up that you don't know what the fuck is going on. This writer, Brent Weeks, is about, in my opinion, is a smarter writer and does not let an overabundance of characters get in the way of the story. And I really like the book. And so far, I really think it's going well. This book is 581 pages. So get that book and read it. Now, if you want to discuss it with us, it's on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. This is our third book in book club. But I'm excited to talk about it with you. Nick, Black Belt Nick, has already read this entire series, and he's having us read it in book club. When you are in book club, you can pick a book. I draw names and pick books. And Stevie is next up. And I don't remember what she wanted to read. She wanted us to read that Kamala Harris book. But I think she wanted to change it. Didn't you say you wanted to change it? I see you're in the chat. Or are you going back to Kamala Harris? What are we reading when we're done with The Way of Shadows? Which I imagine we'll be done with that in a couple of weeks. Anyway. Join on patreon.com/Eric Zane. You can sign up for 7 days free. If you like it, you can let it ride month to month at either $10 a month or $5 a month. Two different price points because you get a lot more when you go with the $10 a month. What I mean by that is $10 a month is audio, video, first crack at brand new material, live streams. You can participate on Zooms because... Book Club is a Zoom show, and the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast is a Zoom show with a live audience. And then $5 a month is all the audio. If you sign up for 1 year, I will take 10% off. So what is $120 for year number two? Damn it. For tier number two is $108. And what is $60 for tier one is $54. Tophis says, the Hound from Game of Thrones was a terrific character. Does this book have any characters that make funny statements about chickens? Okay, The Hound on the HBO show was awesome like that. In the book, nothing memorable. There is a great character in The Way of Shadows that reminds me of The Hound. That is all I will say. You should read this book because you're kind of a dork too. So I think you would like it. The only books like this I've ever read are the George R.R. Martin ones, which I don't recommend. They suck. And Tolkien. And I like Tolkien. Murder Lover Linda says, how about the book Helter Skelter by Vincent Bellosi about the Manson murders, a classic? Somebody might like that. I don't know if I would pick that. Man Bun Chris says, hey, yo, go Lions. Lions, yeah, they won yesterday, of course. 24-9, that was good. I watched none of it, and I'm very proud of myself. Megan says it was really confusing to me when I downloaded the wrong book in the series yesterday and heard the same names but a totally different story. I'm sorry you did that. All right, so that is today, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Big Fraud Book Club commences. Okay, how many of you think that when you say something into your phone, it listens to you and all of a sudden a purchase is made or you're signed up for something that you didn't sign up for? I used to not think that, but this is now the second or third time that this exact thing that I'm about to tell you about has happened to your old pal Eric Zane. I don't remember what I was discussing with Pooh Bear, but I brought up a company that I used to market for on this show, which I liked. They were meals by a place called Factor 55. And they show up to your door frozen and they're self-contained. And they have really good food in them. And they heat up well despite being frozen. And when you take the thing off and you look at it, it's quite wholesome. Real vegetables roasted with, maybe pork loin or a chicken meal with whole grain rice and asparagus or something like that. They do a bang-up job, frankly. And I remember marketing them on this show for an ad campaign, and it was cool. And they sent free food for me so I could experience it. That's part of the how it works. But I had signed up for it. You have to sign up with an account in order to do it. Now, again, I didn't pay for it, but they were... I had to have an account. So once that ended, I didn't renew it. It's not that it's good, but for some reason, I mean, it was actually pretty affordable. It's about $9 a meal, and you're paying for the convenience. So, I mean, most people, if they make their own food, you can get that cost down to quite a bit lower per meal. But you're paying, like I said, you don't have the time now it takes to make it. So if that's your thing, I would recommend it. Anyway, that was years ago. The other day, I looked at my bank and it says Factor 55. And I'm like, what is this? And I go, well, I know that that's not the food company, but that's the same name. I call Pooh Bear. I go, did you sign up for this? No. I go, what is it? And she goes, it sounds like it's those meals. I go, how does this happen? And she goes, I don't know. And then we remembered that a few days prior, we were discussing that factor meals. And I don't remember the context, but we did. I remember saying it myself, that actual company. And she She goes, yeah, you did. So she called there, and because they, you know, it had already charged us. So she calls and says, hey, what's up? And they go, yep, those meals have been, you were charged for them. There's six meals coming. And she goes, I never asked for this. And they were very accommodating. They go, no problem. We're going to refund the money. Food has already been sent. Enjoy the meals. And then it arrived, and now it's in my freezer. But the only thing I can think of is what I just told you, or it's just coincidental, some glitch, or third choice, they do this to people and just charge you and send it and hope that you're not going to look at your bank statement. And then it's going to get to your house and you might like it. It's a way of getting you, it's a way of potentially giving it away free. Like in this case, they are, because they gave us our money back. And getting you to kind of like retry it and maybe you'll like something and sign up again. It's not a bad idea, really. Tophus and Megan say, I used HelloFresh for a little bit. They were really good. Yeah, I still like those Blue Apron, HelloFresh. I like all those. But it for me, it resulted in I would only be able to use it like once in a while because I get so damn busy, I don't have time to make all that food. All right. Tovis says never been charged. Someone would have to authorize the payment. But that was so weird. Molly says $9 for a meal. That's my lunch and breakfast. Oh yeah, no doubt. It's more than it used to be than it could be if you did it yourself. A lot more, but you're paying for the convenience of it. All right. We have who are these free beers coming up tomorrow, along with the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. I just heard from MAGA Pat, who again does a bang-up job coming up with potential clips for me to utilize on the show. Now, truth be told, I don't use all of them. Like, for example, excuse me, there is a moment that he wrote, because he listens to the show and he sends me timestamps of their show. And we've been, I focused on the times that, because Pat did, the times that Hot Wings says, stand by. It's a horrible crutch that he has. So conversations will be taking place, and he'll go, And it's bad. It's really bad. I'm looking at this. He has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them from Monday of last week, 2 from Tuesday. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 22 from Thursday, and 4 from Friday. The 22 from Thursday, October 16th, happened from 90 minutes into the show, and for the next hour and 20 minutes. He writes, this is a major supercut. Note that Hot Wings is rubbing off on all other members of the show that now do this. Pat, I'm not going to lie to you. I am not going to utilize those because it's a little redundant. Not your fault, their fault. But just seeing how many of them there are from what you sent me is incredible. These are all moments from our pal Hot Wings and the rest of the show. Bob says that Mate does it a lot too now. You're saying it wrong. Her name is Maitland. That is the only name she likes to go by, Maitland. Now, just reading over what Pat writes always makes me happy. Because he's pretty funny when he writes it out. Easy. Suggestions. Who are these free beers for week of October 13 to October 17? Lots of boring-ass Steve stories this week. I cannot believe they let this tool talk so much. Number one, according to MAGA Pat, Steve is too big of a simp to let his kids watch Disney movies. I'm not sure what that means. Followed by grown-ass men lamenting the brutality of Star Wars. And then Hot Wings calling McDonald's characters terrifying for fuck's sake. From Friday's show. From the Monday show. No more diapers for Nikki. Hooray. Complete with big wows. And followed by debate over diapers versus car seats. Tuesday, October 14. Steve admits that his commentary is very boring and no one cares, including himself. Well, I gotta hear that. Thursday, October 15th. Maitland ironically lectures people about overusing therapy speech. The same people who overuse therapy push it on people who don't need it and literally profit off of it. Thursday, October 15th, Kelly Cheese complains about thirst traps despite previously putting her horrible thirst traps out there, according to MAGA Pat. Now, I can't agree with that. I think that Kelly Cheese, when she has posted thirst traps, they have been quite good. I think she does a good job on her thirst traps. If you're into chicks with big overbites. Wednesday, October 15th, Hot Wings recreates how a telephone call worked during his childhood with excruciating detail. Thursday, Steve admits to being a horrible employee and a dumbass with all the boring details. Got to hear that. Friday, Steve hijacks the show and takes it on a worthless detour and laughs at his own jokes. Friday, Hot Wings makes two back-to-back jokes about welcome back Cotter and right guard deodorant. Hilarity ensues. Not really. Also from Friday, Freebeer claims that he is not judging someone's stupidity, wokeness. And then Pat writes parentheses so that he appears like a nice, understanding lib, according to Pat. Again, this is MAGA Pat, so he throws that out. Oh, you lib! But he really is judging. Whatever. Number 12, Steve Echo Machine Monday. And then it says, this one was the worst ever, and Tuesday. Okay, Pat, I'll go over those clips. And if they show up, they show up. I think I forgot one. From Monday, Hot Wings sings the worst Bee Gees cover ever. I challenge you to be able to listen to this whole thing. Putrid. Tophus says, it's like they're telling everyone how bad they are while, like, hiding in plain sight. Tophus says, are they kidding me? Bob says, especially when Greggy shares her thirst traps on Facebook. Well, I remember that one. That was crazy. Yeah, if you're Freebeer's wife, Amanda, you are pissed off about that. All right. This show is happening right now on two new platforms. I'm 100% sure of it. Now, I don't know if that means anything, but it is on Instagram right now. Oh, no, it was. Oh, there it is. Outstanding. It's also on Kick. Now, if you want the full show every day as it happens, you got to get it on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. I'm going to let it roll on those platforms today because it's relatively new. But just so you know, Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Murder Lover Linda says, I just got the Instagram notification. That is outstanding. Yeah, I thought that the start of this show was on Instagram, but it is not. It was not. It definitely looks different on Instagram. I hope that's showing up for the Twitch audience. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know. But, you know, you've got the vertical screen, so the audience doesn't really get the dogs, which is a bummer for them. You got to have the dogs in here. Okay. Tofa says, oh boy, watch out for Kick. Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why that is. What's happening there? Is that like a place you go and then everybody hates each other? Because, again, the more platforms I'm on, the easier it is to grow this show. Bob says, I'm still waiting for the dedicated dog camera. Amazingly, I was just thinking about that yesterday. And I think now we may be closer than ever as we approach year 7 of podcasting. Okay? Year 7 of podcasting. I think on day 1 of year 1, I said, all right, I'm going to do this show, and I'm going to do it from my phone, and I'm going to have a dedicated dog camera. And then we have been waiting for that many years for this. Now, if I am successful in actually setting up the dedicated dog camera, that is proof positive that eventually it does get done. All right. Tyler says Kick is Jamingo territory. I do not know. I have to go over and harass them, though. That's a good reminder. Every so often, I go over to John's show, and I laugh about him, about his soon-to-arrive early young death and things like that. Tofa says, I remember when you were building the studio over the garage. I thought it was a cool setup. It is a cool setup. It's great. I am so thankful for the people that helped me build it. I have to paint the walls again, as if you can't already tell, because of I'm very, very tough on everything I own. Even the walls that surround me, I'm very, very tough on them. And, you know, most of the people who built this studio turned out to be psychopaths. Let's go over the laundry list of them. You've got Pellerito, insane. I take that back. Allegedly insane. These people are all banned from the show, but they still manage to watch it and listen to it. There's one guy named something Lemon. I don't remember his last name. Lemon guy. There's Troy Finholm. Andrea, sexy voice Andrea. Anybody else think of anybody? Those four come to mind. Dean. Boring Dean. Oh, my God, Boring Dean. Holy shit. Yeah, there's a possibility that they're watching to me right now because they installed cameras in the house. Tyler says Nick. That would be Patriot Nick. Well, only in spirit. He probably sent like $5,000 over to help fund it. Anyway, thank you to them for helping put this together. And that eventually came apart, though, years later when we had like a big falling out. And then that's it, you know. With me, it's one shot, mom's spaghetti. Stevie says, what the hell? Okay, I don't know why you're saying what the hell. Can you give me some context, my dear? Cut Me Slack says, you look like Ray Romano. He's my favorite actor. Excuse me. one of my dreams is to eat his poo out of a metal dog bowl. He's so hot. Oh, that's probably why Stevie said, what the hell? Okay, look, if you just wrote, you look like Ray Romano, he's my favorite actor, he's so hot, that would have been outstanding. So, but if you write, he's one of, my dreams is to eat his poo out of a metal dog bowl. Yeah, that's a little much. You can't really share that. Even if you did feel that way, you just keep that part to yourself, you know? Rebecca says, no, you don't. Look at him. All right. Let me check. Ray Romano now. By the way, he's 67 years old. That's a bummer for me. All right. That is Act One of the podcast. Act Two is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.